Paul McLoon. Weeknights on Today FM.
The night starts here. The night starts here.
With Heineken Music.
Forget your fate. The night starts here. The night starts here. Forget your name. Forget your fear.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to Wednesday Night's Show. It's Paul McLoon here till 10 tonight on Today FM. My thanks as always to Matt Cooper and the Last Word team. And I've got to play Going Underground tonight. I was nearly in tears of joy when that was playing earlier. A typical hectic Wednesday evening awaits over the next 3 hours. Chances to win Netflix subscriptions, the Sony Xperia S smartphone, also tickets for Noel Gallagher in Belfast at Belsonic, Van the Man in Marley Park, and our guests in session in the green room are the very Civil Wars. 53102, thanks to E-Mobile is the number for your text. Live at todayfm.com if you want to get in touch by email. Pass the detonator.
From Austin with love, Paul McLoon at South by Southwest, in association with Culture Ireland, IMRO and First Music Contact, with Heineken Music.
And you're very welcome to a very special show. Happy St. Patrick's Day evening to you, wherever you're listening. And I mean that literally anywhere in the globe, because I just got greeted by an American fan of the show over here in Austin, Texas. He came up to me and said he really enjoys the show. I don't often talk about this sort of thing, but he's American, so I thought I'd make an exception. You're very welcome along. Over the next 3 hours, you're going to be hearing music from all of the bands playing the very special Irish Breakfast Show here on 6th Street, Beattie Riley's in Austin, Texas, part of South by Southwest. Foy Van, Lisa O'Neill, Patrick Keller and his Cold Dead Hands, Wonder Villains, Moths, Squarehead, General Fiasco, Cashier Number 9, The Minutes, and So I Watch You From Afar. Without further ado, he said, resorting to cliche, let's get things kicked off with Foy Vance.
Well, I wake on Monday morning, baby, and I feel.
Paul McLoon on Today FM with Paul Buchanan, playing some of his favourite songs, playing some songs from the brand new album Mid-Air from him. And Dylan, where do you start? How do you pick a tune? My God.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I think when you start looking back through his catalogue, what a run of, you know, immense songwriting. It's just, again, it's like you said about Lennon, I think it's just genius. You can't really, there's no explanation for it.
It just pours out of him. I was listening to the Basement Tapes. I was off with my band. We were on the road and I was listening to loads of music as we went through very boring countryside. And Basement Tapes, an album I kind of listened to twice in 1985 or something and put down. And I recently come back to it. But even when he's just messing around, as he is on that, evidently, he's still great.
Robert and I actually listened to a vinyl copy of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid last week. And, you know, in some sense, you keep waiting for it to start.
Yeah.
But still, we still listen to the whole record.
Well, of course. Well, it's got the great song, the one great song on it, you know. Mama Take a Spadjo, Knocking on Heaven's Door. That's what I'm thinking of. Damn, nearly got caught. Nearly got caught on my Dylan knowledge there on radio. Okay, well, this is the last choice by other people from you, and it's Nessun Dorma, a very famous Swedish tenor, whose name is
Jussi
Björling. That's the fella. I've got to confess, I wasn't aware of him. Is that bad?
No.
I'm more of a Richard Tauber man myself.
Listen, I only know about this. This is a record that my father had, and we had a 78 of it. And, you know, if you haven't heard it now, you'll understand why I picked it. I mean, it's an incredible song, obviously, but the tone of his voice is life-changing.
Well, let's hear it. Nessun Dorma, you'll know the song, but this is the version by Jussi Björling, the great Swedish tenor.
Paul McLoon, live from Electric Picnic 2011, with Vodafone, official partner of Electric Picnic.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to our second special show from the Electric Picnic, or the Lecky Picky, as we conveniently call it. What a weekend it's been so far at Stradbally. Not over yet, of course. Pulp and Underworld finishing things off in style a bit later on. We're going to have some live music from Underworld for you before the end of the show. Beirut's just taking the stage. A lot louder than I was expecting, it has to be said. We got some live music from Beirut coming up inside the next half hour or so. Also, interviews with the likes of The Minutes, Go Team, The Drums, James Vincent McMorrow, Big Audio Dynamite, The Legend
Desiree, Mick Jones and Don Letts, Gemma Hayes, and plenty more besides that. I won't bore you with the list right now, but this is day 3 of Electric Picnic 2011. I wonder if we're lucky, will Pulp be playing this later on? The Electric Picnic, and I'm absolutely delighted to say I've just been joined by Mick Jones and Don Letts of Big Audio Dynamite. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Oh no, thank you for taking the time. Big Audio Dynamite, I thought had been finished, and I thought you'd moved on to your Carbon Silicon thing, and you're obviously still very busy with the filming. What sort of prompted the decision to reactivate the Big Audio Dynamite thing?
It was just good that we didn't do it every few years, you know what I mean? So we didn't play for over 20 years together, but we remained friends. And
sure.
We went to our bass player's christening of his kid, uh-huh. And we were all there and we had our picture taken together.
Right.
And so we thought, oh, that was...
Somebody stuck it on Facebook and it created a bit of a buzz.
Yeah.
And last year they re-released our first album, you know what I mean?
That's right, of course. Evening all, hope you're having a decent sort of in-between holiday time, in between Christmas and the New Year, of course, here on Today FM. This is part 3 of our Super 66, taking a look back at the year that was in 2011. And for me, the best album of the year, no secret, I've been saying it since it came out pretty much, which was very, very much at the start of the year. Bit of a foolish thing to say at the start of the year. That's the best album of the year. I don't think I did say that, but it turned out to be so, in my opinion. And it's only my opinion, but a fine album from PJ Harvey. Let England Shake from it, written on the forehead. People throwing
dinner. Paul McLean's Green Room with Heineken Music.
Hey, I'm Joy.
And I'm John Paul, and we are the Civil Wars.
And we did not write this song, though we wish we did. It's Sour Times by Portishead.
To pretend no one could find the fallacies of morning rose forbidden fruit.
Hello, we're Django Django, and this is Firewater.
Hi, I'm Katie Kim, and this is Days Coming.
Hello, we're Delorentos, and we're playing some songs from our new album, Little Sparks. This is our new single, Right to Know.
This is Old Jay, and this is Priest Box.
This is Tyrannosaur playing Happy Monsters.
Good evening, we are The Minutes. This song is called Heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's Billy Bragg here. This is a song I wrote about the phone hacking scandal. It's called Never By the Sun.
The specials, of course, as I don't need to tell you, on Today FM. Delighted to say Terry Hall is on the line. Good evening to you, sir. How are you doing?
Doing really well, thank you.
The specials, of course, we're getting used to the idea of having you back now. How has it been now, as opposed to 30-odd years ago? Is it more fun this time around?
Well, yeah, I think we're all finding it. So, first time round, we were really sort of just in it and very little time to stand back and look at what we were doing. But now, I don't know, it's different when you're grown up, I guess. Yeah, and there's a lot of downtime, and we've all got time to reflect, and we've got families, and yeah, we're really enjoying it, yeah.
And Turin's a bit more civilised than it used to be anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, some of us travel separately, and, you know, we're not all in the same bus all the time, and that's one part of our downfall, I think. First time round.
The tension's building on the road. I know how that is.
I think so.
And in terms of the audience, is it your old crowd reliving it? Evening all, you're very welcome along to Wednesday Night Show. It's Paul McLoone here till 10 tonight on Today FM. Thanks as always to Matt Cooper and the Last Word team. Busy show tonight. Lisa Hannigan will be showcasing her new album, Passenger, in the Green Room. We've got CDs, T-shirts and tickets to delight fans of Griff Rhys. And we've got Nirvana after 8, of course, chance to win the reissue of Nevermind and getting the draw for the box set version. Same thing with Pink Floyd concerning Dark Side of the Moon after 9 o'clock. It's just as well that there's a lot going on the show this evening, because I have to apologise in advance. I'm a little vocally ragged, to say the least, tonight. I'll try not to annoy you too much. 53102 is the number for your text. Live at todayfm.com for your emails.
Live from the Olympia Theatre Dublin, the Meteor Choice Music Prize presented by Paul McLoone with HeinekenMusic.ie.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to a very special show. We're live backstage at the moment, nice and quiet backstage here for the moment at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin for the Meteor Choice Music Prize. And if I sound a little nervous, it's because I am, frankly. All 10 of this year's nominees taken to the stage over the next 4 hours. And when it's all over and the dust has settled, we'll know who's won the €10,000 Meteor Choice Music Prize. And of course, the Meteor Choice Irish Song of the Year Award as well. It's all compared by, well, my good self, hence my nervousness. We'll also be talking to all the bands and artists who are here and present and waiting nervously, as probably almost as nervous as I am, to see what the outcome is going to be in just a few hours from now. It's going to be a long evening. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Stay with us.
Now approaching midnight.
Midnight in a Perfect World by DJ Shadow, of course, incorporating among many samples on that track, The Human Abstract by David Axelrod, which is the track you heard before. David Axelrod, the musician, composer, arranger, producer, not the communications director for Barack Obama. Just in case there's any confusion. Back after the break with something from Hot Chip. That's it for another singles night. Thanks very much for all your suggestions. We went back to the start, or near the start. Paul Q, as I mentioned earlier, with a very fine list, and the Beatles and the Stones both featuring on it, so I thought, why not? Arguably two of the greatest singles bands that ever bothered putting out little round 7-inch pieces of plastic. Ask your dad. The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever, the Rolling Stones, We Love You. Thanks very much for all your suggestions. My apologies if I didn't get round to featuring yours. We're back to normal on Monday with our competition winners and much else besides. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.
Paul McLoone, weeknights on Today FM.